Ladies and gentlemen, we are floating in space.
Hey there, this is Rockford College Radio, and you are now listening to Andy and Reggie's Songs About Stuff and Things Radio Hour. Here with me, as always, is my co-host, Reggie Railroad Reynolds.
Hello, everybody.
Reg, why don't you tell everybody what we are going to be listening to today?
Oh.
Subject matter. Oh. Wow. Tell us.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Today's subject, this is episode 7, by the way, is St. Pat.
Oh.
Some of you may have just survived a hangover from the weekend celebrating
not
the
me,
patron
Reg.
Saint of
I don't
Ireland,
fall for it.
But not many of you know that he wasn't Irish.
No, he and, was not.
This is true, and if any of you went to school, you probably figured it out at some point.
Not
but,
many people in Rockford have gone to school.
We are going to do our best to not honor Ireland
or the Irish
because it is completely unfair.
Yes, it is.
To St. Patrick's parents who
yep.
were English and Roman, British and Roman. They, you know, it, there are some theories that maybe Patrick was Scottish, too.
Yeah,
but
that has flown out
Yeah,
there.
He wasn't Irish.
No, he was
and
kidnapped
you need to make that known now if somebody
Roots.
In your life hasn't made it known. And it's a catastrophe that has taken over mankind.
Yes, it is.
And we firmly believe here at the show that mankind has failed in educating their fellow brothers and sisters that St. Patrick was a, he was a saint, but... we're going to tell you more about him later. He was not Irish.
No, he was not, Reg. And you know, peasants are easily confused when there's the thought of green beer or a green
shirt. Medieval times.
Or, you know, green body paint.
What is up with that?
You know, there's
edible?
Not much we can do to educate a poor village like Rockford, Illinois, for example, where we
very
were,
poor.
You know, where we're airing from. But we are more than happy to play some songs that are
yes.
in the spirit of rock and roll.
Yes, no Danny Boy today.
And, you know,
no Danny
it is Boy. It is kind of a nod towards St. Patrick himself, who was a rebel as a youth.
Yes.
And,
he's
you know,
a slave,
what better
dude.
Than to honor St. Pat than with a set of songs that rebel against what most people think about St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
here we go.
I can't wait, Andy. Here we go.
In Napoli. Where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a clod at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. That's amore.
Bells will ring.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
And you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play.
Tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay. Like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When the stars make you drool just like pasta fazzle.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love.
When you walk in a dream, but you know
you're not dreaming, signore. Scusa me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore,
that's amore.
Walking down the street last night, a pretty little girl came into sight. I bowed and smiled and asked her name. She said, "Hold it, bud, I don't play that game." I reached in my pocket and to her big surprise, that was Lincoln staring her dead in the eye.
On a greenback, dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll. She looked at me with that familiar desire. Eyes lit up like they were on fire. She said, my name's Flo and you're on the right track. Look here, Daddy, I wear furs on my back. So if you want to have fun in this man's land, let Lincoln and Jackson start shaking hands. On a greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll. I didn't know what I was getting into, but I'd pop Lincoln and Jackson too. I didn't mind seeing them fade out of sight. I just knew I'd have some fun last night. Whenever you're in town and looking for a thrill, if Lincoln can't get it, Jackson sure will. On a greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll. We went to a nice spot where the lights were low. Dined and danced and I was ready to go. I got out of my seat and when Flo arose, she said, hold it, Daddy, while I powder my nose. I sat back down with a smiling face while she went down to the powder place. With my greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll. The music stopped and the lights came on. I looked around and saw I was all alone. I didn't know how long Flo had been gone, but a nose powder sure didn't take that long. I left the place with tears in my eyes as I waved Lincoln and Jackson last goodbye. On a greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
Oh man, that was Ray Charles with Greenbacks.
Yeah.
And before all that, I have no idea what was going on there, Andy. This is, if you're tuning in, your listeners out there, if you're tuning in a little bit late, this is episode 7, St. Pat.
Yeah.
And you might have missed why we're doing St. Pat. A little bit of history lesson. This is an educational show, after all.
It kind of. I think you and I have both kind of chosen to disobey history with this episode, Reg. Yeah, in case you missed it, this is Rockford College Radio. Episode 7 is on St. Pat. It's sponsored by SockMonkeySound.com. Who else here, Reg?
I don't know anymore. Tom Derby didn't really want to sponsor this episode. And
it's obvious that, you know, if those of you surviving your St. Patrick's Day hangovers, that you don't really know that St. Pat wasn't Irish.
No, he wasn't.
That's what we're kind of here to play songs about. Our songs really have nothing to do with the Irish in most cases for this episode, because he was not Irish. His you know, you're going to have to download this episode. We already opened up the show explaining why.
Yes, we did. I still want to know what songs were we playing there, Andy, at the beginning?
I'd love to tell you.
And, we seem to be missing some sponsors for this episode.
Yeah.
We're a little short-handed.
Yeah, everybody backed out.
You can tell there's not many cows or sheep noises.
No, we couldn't afford it.
We're underproduced. We didn't have much money for this episode because not many too many people were drunk.
Yeah, that was a major problem.
You know,
no
Tom
one wrote.
Over at DerbyReynolds.com, he said that he does not believe in St. Patrick's.
No, he doesn't.
A holiday. He says it's unfair to many other walks of life and people, and we agree with that, Andy.
Oh, yeah. You know, Tom said he might call in, though, so, you know, there's some hope there. And
I
want to take back
does.
What I
He's
said earlier
friend.
About disobeying history. We're actually kind of here to obey history by sharing a little bit of truth about
Patrick himself. Yes, we are. This is
kicking off everything was Dean Martin with That's Amore. You know, Patrick's mother was of Roman descent. Which kind of makes him half Italian. His father is British or Scottish. It has never really been clarified. Oh. He was born in a class and kidnapped by Irish.
Oh, man. That is,
as a child. And he returned there later in life to preach Christianity. And that's why he's considered the patron saint of Ireland.
Oh,
other than that, he's got no Irish blood in him.
Wow, that's crazy.
And somewhere in the middle there, you heard, that's an outtake by the Velvet Underground.
Oh, I never heard that
with
one before.
JoJo Wrinkles on
JoJo.
Lead vocals. Yeah. That was never released. That was passed to me by some trusted sources. And,
oh, I think I know
that
who,
is called.
Andy.
It's a very long name. It's called Old Joe McDonald shot his friends in
go.
The back
like
for
the
being
farmer.
Liars, and then reminded the town drunks that you know. Let's
what
see
is
here.
It? Come on, tell
that
me. Saint tell
Pat
me, tell
wasn't
me.
Really Irish.
Oh, I know. We keep saying that. We're going to keep saying it.
And you can't really find that anywhere. And we don't want to decipher. Give you. Much more away. We need to move on here, Rich.
Yes, we do.
We're talking a little bit too much, but it really is hard to fill an entire episode on St. Pat.
It is.
He really wasn't that interesting to us to begin with, but we are from Rockford, Illinois, and we kind of have to sometimes play like we can attract conservative ears.
Oh, yes, yes,
it's
Andy.
Not very easy for us.
No, it's not. And one of these days, Andy, maybe we'll be able to do a live broadcast from Dublin.
Oh, and, yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I know some of your friends, Bono and Edge.
Paul Hewitt.
They might join us, and David Gray and Damian Rice. And
I like his first record. Great record.
We'll have some beer, and maybe we'll get drunk.
Yeah.
In Ireland,
I would love that.
Instead of having to be in America on St. Patrick's Day,
I mean,
because that seems like it would be much more entertaining.
Yes.
And
let's get this going here. Rich.
I don't know how we're gonna fill up an entire hour on St. Pat. It's just not, he's just
I
not.
Know. Let's just pick anything. Let's just get this going. This is ridiculous.
As long as she still has her friends. Oh no. Yeah. She doesn't care whether or not he's an island. They laugh, they make money. He's got a gold watch. She's got a silk dress and healthy breasts that bounce on his Italian leather.
a serrated edge that she moves back and forth. It's such a simple machine, she doesn't have to use force. When she gets what she wants, she puts the rest on a tray in a Ziploc bag. She's got a serrated edge that she moves back and forth. It's such a simple machine, she doesn't have to use force. When she gets what she wants, she puts the rest on a tray in a Ziploc bag in the freezer. Doesn't care whether or not he's an island. She doesn't care just as long as his ship's coming in. Alright, here it comes. Here it comes. She doesn't care whether or not he's an island. They laugh, they make money. He's got a gold watch, she's got a silk dress and healthy breasts that bounce on his Italian leather sofa.
You left shoulder.
War is a global economic phenomenon. War is a global economic. Burn up everything they hitting. Some do they job to dodge the barrage as they project out. Never stay mild. Firefight invades the night with light. Loud. Fighter plane shower show rain. The best shot to kill cops on the terrain and leave any grain that may remain stained. You got that right, this war going too far. Socialist mistake, the gun burst for the stars. One time I find the beauty in the scars. I level with death even beneath radar. I level with death even beneath radar. I level with death and she got pretty high. Nobody told me that was so damn fine. I go to sleep with that girl on my mind. Wake up and I see her on the fire and I grab my heat, then it's get down time. One day I'ma make that girl go mine, but for now I'm a soldier by my time. I am a rhyme behind enemy line. Palestine goes to old cash man. No different than the avenues right here. An increase in the murder rate each year. Paramilitary unit keeps the streets clear. Curtains up on a theater of warfare. Dramatic politics nightly performed here. Worldwide from Columbia to Columbine. Gun holders keep the dollar signs on the line.
I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be.
You know the drill. I'ma hustle up the hill, go get my money, man. Go get my money, man. See, every hunter need a kill. Go get my money, man. I'm old school from off the hill, go get my money, man. Go get my money, man. I give a fuck about how you feel. Go get my money, man. You win my money, man. Go get that money, man. Go get my money, man. Go get that money, man. Give me my money, man. Give me my money.
I realize you have no good reason to tell.
No,
he said
for cover.
Oh,
Rick.
That's
just
enough.
Not trying to hear that.
Oh, fuck you. Pay me. 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 Oh, fuck you.
Lean out your my book is closed, I read no more, watching the fire dance on the floor. I've left my book, of the window.
Oh man, that was so deep.
What the hell? That's so depressing.
No, it's deep.
That's so depressing, Andy.
Fevery.
I don't care what you think about that song, but that was very depressing.
Tom, I thought you weren't going to stop by today. Come on, guys. I got to.
I can never stray away from talking about my company.
Yeah, but you didn't pay to be on the show, Tom. You love your company. You love your staff.
I'm going to talk about it in a bit, Reggie. I know you two got to talk about whatever the hell you guys are doing.
St. Pat. We do. You didn't want to sponsor this show. You had a problem with St. Pat being the subject matter.
Yeah. Well,
by golly, you don't get your commercial time. You don't get to sit in. And you're lucky we let you in the studio today.
Because you just like to
make some troubles for fellow competition out there in capitalism land. Yeah, and you know what, Tom?
Greedy.
That's why we did let you in, because we appreciate your rebellious spirit.
Well, yes,
we
are
starting off everything
that
was cake with Italian leather sofa.
Oh, it's
which has nothing to do with Ireland.
Nothing whatsoever.
And in between all of that, you heard Mo's Def with War.
Yes, he got a little bit naughty.
Great
there.
Song.
Sneaky
and
song.
War has a lot to do with
more
Ireland.
About it.
And
us.
We're not going to talk about it today.
And then at the end there,
you heard Syd Barrett.
Oh,
he
sounds crazy.
Playing acoustic there.
He's from
Golden
Pink Floyd.
Hair.
Pink,
the lyrics
what are you talking about, Reggie?
They're from a James Joyce poem.
Now, this sounds
Lean Out
boring.
Of Your Window.
What?
James Joyce, as many of you may not know, is the...
tell me.
Well, many consider James Joyce to be Ireland's great writer.
Oh, come on.
That's
boring.
That poem in particular is featured on chamber music.
Books.
Oh, I never got through that
book. Well, you too. I don't want to, you know, Tom, you didn't pay for time today.
Exactly.
You were against the subject matter of this episode.
Come on.
Reggie?
I paid for a lot of
you.
I paid for your
microphone. We got a request
for the next song.
You guys are not nice.
Which takes up a bit
money.
Of time. Maybe you want to tell the listeners who it came in from and what we're going to be listening
okay.
to.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Our friend JoJo Wrinkles,
this
he requested
like
Olivia Tremor Control.
JoJo
the song is called Green Typewriter, and there's 10 parts to it.
That's crazy.
And we're going to take a little break and grab some snacks. And y'all should sit around and take this in. It's a beautiful pop composition,
and there's
10 movements to it. And
like
whatever it has to do with Ireland, only JoJo knows. So we don't know. We're just going to fulfill his request. And thank you, JoJo. We appreciate your assistance because we really didn't know how to fill up an hour of St. Pat without resorting to playing something cheesy like Danny Boy.
Yeah, that's because
we are not going to be doing that today. Thank God.
Yeah, that's because I did not drop my pennies on this episode for St. Pat. You see, at TurbyReynolds.com, we don't believe in St. Patrick's Day. Now that's buffoonery. It's selfish. Just like our competition. Eating up all the business in America. That's right. See, St. Pat wasn't Irish. That's crazy. How y'all get together, drink green beer. Why don't you drink some orange beer? Next St. Patrick's Day. Tell him Tom Bird never sent you. Say, I want some orange beer. Because of Walmart of advertising, America's company, Derby Reynolds says, St. Patrick would have drank orange beer.
Thank you. lots of them. I paint them green and red and 36 colors to custom mix. A collection of rugs with tons of tiny tassels, sharp lines, decorative designs. A place to harmonize away from conventional life. A place to radiate. A place to be just me. A giant dome adding to the giant dome inside my head. Tons and tons of antennas that never take off. It causes the undertone. It's all on a different level.
And there's so many.
The stages are set.
Everything is ready.
Let the future come.
Let the future linger on.
Thank you. much longer can I wait?
It's not my fault.
It's fantastic. It's not my fault.
Man, I'm so happy I did not sponsor this show. It's just crazy.
Please, we need more rounds. I can't afford them without you.
I forgot to bring my orange pillow.
Oh, do it. Next time, maybe you should bring your orange pillow. But don't forget to bring your orange dollar bills, because we really need them. This show really suffers, Tom, from...
We rely on you and your
company. You treat us pretty well. Without you, we wouldn't have this microphone. And we wouldn't. Well, that's probably about it. But we really enjoy you.
Andy,
can you tell us a little more about what we just heard, or did you already tell us? Yeah, this is about St. Patrick.
I kind of did. That was a request, an online request from JoJo Wrinkles from Denver, Colorado.
Stupid name.
And what you just heard was the Olivia Tremor Control, one of the original Elephant Six collective groups, bands, comprised of members of Apples and Stereo, Neutral Milk Hotel.
Sound like marketing disaster.
It was released. Actually, it was a little background there.
That project that you heard there was from music from the unrealized film script Dusk at Cubis Castle.
That's a long title.
And it was recorded between 92, 93, somewhere in there.
Gotta shorten that up.
96 on a 4-track cassette.
Oh.
And Robert Schneider.
I had a
head of Apple's stereo.
He's not
when I lived in a box.
W. Cullen Hart and Bill Doss with Elephant Six. They went on to release a few more little side projects.
Like what?
Black Foliage is another one you can hunt down.
That's a little bit less marketing.
I have nothing more to say about it. It has nothing to do with St.
Pat,
aside from the fact that it's titled Green Typewriters Parts 1 through 10. JoJo. I think the fact that it just says green in the title and not many people know what a typewriter is anymore.
Oh, it's sad.
They decided to allow it to be played on the special episode about St. Patrick.
Oh, you know, Andy, when I ended up in Rockford, Illinois.
I didn't pay for anything.
Tom, let me talk. Tom. Let me talk.
Andy touched on a little subject.
Well, I thought he was going to talk anyway.
Okay, you talk. Type. They can't write. That's right. That's what we got on top of our competition.
Come on, Tom.
Not only can we tap, and not
Andy,
only can we ride,
for this. Yeah, I don't know.
We're always giving away hot deals every day with our brains.
Come on, Tom.
That's
okay.
Right.
I guess I'll let it go.
Next week, we're going to come on back. Please. Episode 8 sounds fool.
Oh, yes, it is.
Believe me when I say Derby Reynolds is going to put all our money in the food.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
We all know a few.
I gotta get out of here, boys.
Oh,
I didn't
thank you, Tom.
Okay,
Tom. It's time for you.
I gotta get to the course, the golf course.
Oh, you
oh know. Yeah, you get to the golf courses.
You're luckier
Rockford,
than us.
Rockford, Illinois has some beautiful golf courses.
Oh, they
you
do.
Know, people don't have jobs, so they have plenty of time to go tee off.
Oh, yeah.
And
plenty.
I hope some of you out there have survived your post-St. Patrick Day hangover.
And even if you haven't.
We realize you may have not learned anything except
probably
that, you know, truth be, you know, we try to share the truth.
Yeah.
St. Patrick wasn't Irish, and most of the songs we played today had nothing to do with St. Patrick or being Irish.
Really, absolutely
and,
nothing.
We were it was our way of honoring St. Patrick because, you know, it really is unfair to other countries that St. Patrick gets his own day for everybody to drink to.
Yeah,
and we like to drink to everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And next week, we are going to drink to fools.
Yep.
And Andy, why don't we tie this up? Let's just end this. There's really nothing more to share with everybody.
Yeah.
We really even doubt anybody listening right now.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Reg. We want to thank Rockford College Radio, SockMonkeySound.com.
Oh, thank you,
Let's just, thank Tom for stopping by from DerbyReynolds.com.
Nice orange money.
And let's thank JoJo Wrinkles for, submitting that very long nap time request.
Oh, it
from
was
Olivia
so
Trimmer
long,
Control.
JoJo. What are you trying to
do?
And
why don't you join us next week? And if you want to send in a request for our 8th episode coming up
please do.
Fools,
yes, Andy.
Call us at 815-570-9866.
Yeah.
Reggie never answers.
Never.
Leave a message.
Not once.
Order a Butterburger, order a pizza. And or find us online at songsaboutstuffandthings.com.
Order a double burger. Butterburger. Whatever.
Figure it
you
out
know
from
I'm
there.
Saying.
We're not going to give you any of the Twitter lowdown or the Facebook lowdown.
That's a waste of time.
That's a waste of time. And we're going to finish up this episode a track from Morrissey.
Oh, come on, Andy.
I don't
have time for that. He got silly
and,
voice.
And one of my favorite guitar player composers, John Fahey.
Oh, I like him too. He doesn't
There's
sing.
No reason
he
to even share song
plays.
Titles with you guys because we really doubt you're listening.
Yeah, I
we're
doubt
at
it
that
too.
Point here where this subject, St. Pat himself, too many contradictions surround
Andy.
Andy,
let's tie this up.
Existence.
You're getting a little dark now.
He is considered the patron saint of Ireland. However, as we've told you repeatedly,
too many
he was
times.
Not Irish.
No, Andy, let's cut
his
this
parents
off. People
were
don't care.
Roman and British, maybe Scottish descent.
People don't care, Andy. Let's
there,
just cut this. Come on,
it's never
let's
been
get
verified
out of here.
Like many stories that you hear.
Andy, come on. People
and,
don't care.
We want to wish everybody a safe week.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
And remember, you can have a green beer any day. You can have a red beer.
Every day.
Your supermarket
I like orange beer like
food
Tom said. I like orange
and
beer.
And it will help you any time of the year to celebrate anything you want to celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of the meaning of that day.
Oh, take care. Yeah, you know, Andy, just reinforce the fact that any time of the year you want to have a colored beer, you know, you don't, it doesn't have to be green. You can go to the supermarket. Like Tom said, you don't have to ask for an orange beer at the bar. You can make yourself an orange beer, a red beer. You can do it at home, and don't be afraid to have some fruit with it. I myself prefer like a pear and a banana, and this is how I survive getting through contradictory celebrations like St. Patrick's Day. We'll talk to you next week.
Irish blood, English heart.